Welcome to NTTA's The Road Trip Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Ray, NTTA's Media Relations Manager. In today's episode, we will discuss what NTTA does to keep drivers safe when that winter weather comes, a very popular topic this time of year. Our guest today is NTTA's Director of Maintenance, Amides Meshkani. Amides, thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you for inviting me. Happy to be here.
Well, a lot to talk about because I know that this is a topic, as I said earlier, of great interest to folks. So it is a busy time of year for me. I don't want to keep you too long. Tell me what a crew has to do when a storm is underway. How long are they working and what's it like for them out there?
So when we decide that we are going to activate our winter weather response, we tell the employees that they need to show up for their shift. Everybody's well aware of their shift because of the training that they've gone through. And they report to their duty. They get on their truck and we start positioning in place in a way that we can be ready for that event to start to happen. Then we start patrolling when the temperature starts to drop near freezing. We start patrolling the roadway, so you'll see the big trucks driving around, and we're just waiting for that precip to start. And when the precip starts and we start to get that accumulation on the roadway, that's when we are starting to apply de-icing material.
I know that you have stocks of material, the de-icing material, that's all throughout your system, right?
Correct. So we have positioned these what we call stockpiles, and they're storage of material throughout the system so our drivers can go and get material loaded while they're on the road. They don't have to drive all the way back to the service center. That helps us with the response time and keeping our drivers and operators on the roadway closer to where they are treating the pavements.
And listeners who are not familiar with the full extent of NTTA roads, we're within four counties. Actually, we touch six counties overall, Johnson and Ellis, portions of those counties. And we have more than 1,100 lane miles of roadway that you're responsible for. That's a lot to keep up with in a stormy situation.
Yes, and we have a variety of technology available to us to be able to monitor the condition of the roadways. We have cameras throughout the system. We have temperature sensors on our critical bridges. And then we also, in addition to the staff that are driving the road and applying de-icing material, we have QC staff that are driving the system and getting a big picture of how the conditions are. Is the treatment that we're applying successful? Do we need to change any of the course? Do we need to apply more material? Do we need to shift the focus from one area to another? So all of this comes into play of how to respond to the conditions that are existing.
Wow, sounds like quite a communications challenge when you've got people out in the field, as you say, radioing back conditions, and then the people who are treating that and getting to those spots. That's really an impressive array of getting people out. And as you say, those can be 12-hour shifts as well. I want to give you one more chance to just kind of reach out to drivers. I think there's some amongst us, and I've not been perfect, but we see that the road has been treated. And then we think, well, it's perfect to drive on there. You still have to adjust your driving conditions to a freshly plowed or salted road, right?
Yes. So these weather conditions call for extra caution. You give yourself plenty of time to get to your destination. Slow down and give yourself space to react. Keep a safe distance with a car ahead of you when you come up to a crew that are plowing or putting material down. Give yourself enough distance so you don't run into them.
I do get a lot of questions about brine. How does that work?
Brine is a solution of water and salt. And what that does, it's bring the freezing temperature of water lower than 32. If water freezes at 32, when you add salt to that, it brings that freezing temperature to a 26 degrees, for example. So this will allow time as the precipitation hits the pavement, instead of freezing at 32, lowers it to 26, so it stays liquid and it doesn't freeze right away. And it allows additional time for the road crews to apply additional de-icing material.
Yeah, and you say it's tricky because if a storm comes in as rain, the brine would be washed away. So you have to make some decisions when to put that down and when it would be effective. And I think the key point, if I got it, was it really buys you time to take other measures if needed. It's a good starting point, right?
It's one of the tools in the toolbox. It's not the only thing. As I mentioned, every storm is different. Every reaction to different types of storm will be different. We may start a event with pre-treatment when, especially we know it's a dry condition and it's going to go below freezing. Then we're going to get winter precip. That's when brine application is most effective. So those are the things that we continuously monitor to make decisions that if we want to put brine down or not.
You think driving slow, slowing down overall is the first and foremost thing to do when you encounter stormy conditions?
Yes. You know, for sure you have better control of your vehicle when you're driving slow. You don't have to react immediately because sometimes veering off of the road is just because of a quick reaction that the driver has. So your probability of your vehicle skidding is less when you're driving slower.
So you have to adjust to conditions. That's an absolute must in this weather.
Yes, for sure.
You've kind of pleaded with me before to ask drivers in general if they come upon your crews to avoid them, correct?
So you want to give yourself space between the trucks that you see ahead of you treating the roadways. One is to avoid any of that material coming out to hit your vehicle. And two is because of the reaction time and how the conditions are, you always want to give yourself extra space, so that would help you stay safe, and it helps our employee and our trucks to be safe, to be able to treat the road ahead.
How about the drivers? Unfortunately, we've seen a fair amount of work in the past couple of years, but in the off season, how do they train for the upcoming winters?
So we're constantly training and preparing even off season. So during off season, our maintenance or technicians, they're doing the normal maintenance work. You see them on mowers, you see them pick up litter, but they also go through classroom training, driving the trucks, getting themselves familiar with the roadway, where the ramps are, where elevated surfaces are, where we store material, how to operate plows, how to operate the sand spreaders that are in the back of their trucks. So it's a continuous training and working with the equipment and vehicles that will be operating. So come winter season, they're ready to respond.
You just mentioned a moment ago elevated surfaces. And I know when we have storms, the news media tells us to be careful of elevated surfaces. Why is that? Why are they different than just the regular road, if you will?
So bridges and overpasses in general, what we call elevated surfaces, they freeze first because of the cold air that surrounds it from all sides, from top and bottom. They don't have the ground beneath them to provide an insulation. Unlike your regular roadway section, that they have the ground beneath them that store heat. And as the temperature gets colder above, that heat kind of comes up through the surface. That's why bridges freeze first before your flat surfaces.
When you go to your battle stations for a storm, I know you have a maintenance center. What kind of information can you provide from that nerve center to the crews that are working with the conditions on the road? What do they know about what's ahead of them?
We use cameras that are monitoring the roadway. We have pavement sensors throughout the system, giving us temperature and the condition of the bridges. And we also have QC staff that are constantly driving and monitoring the conditions. We can decide, is this the right time to apply the icing material? And that information is sent to you, Michael, so you can provide that to our drivers. And then we also provide that information to our maintenance technicians who are applying material. This is the right time to go ahead and put material down. This is a time to start plowing. We're concentrating on this section of the road rather than another. So those are decisions that are made on the fly with the reports that we're getting using the cameras and temperature sensors and from the field staff. But our goal is to make sure at least one lane is open and passable.
Well, I know that because your folks are out there, I want to give you one last chance to kind of tell drivers. I think drivers sometimes expect any treated road to then be perfect, but it's always something you have to pay attention to as a driver, right?
Yes, you should always expect the unexpected during these weather conditions. We do whatever we can to make the road passable, but that doesn't mean that you're not going to hit a patch of ice or, sometimes it takes time for that material to be able to work itself and melt the ice on the road. You should always slow down, give yourself enough time to react. So keep a good distance with a car in front of you or the road crews that are treating the road. And if you don't have to travel, if you don't have to leave your home, don't.
Yeah, that's probably the best advice of all. And we appreciate you sharing it with us. Great look at what goes on behind the scenes. The amount of work is really overwhelming. So thanks for being our guest today and sharing some really valuable information and great takeaways. Thank you, Amides.
Thank you.
And once again, one last time, we'll ask drivers to slow down during the winter weather. And remember, you can also share your feedback and topic ideas for this podcast at mrey@ntta.org. That's mrey@ntta.org. We thank you for listening, and we ask you to drive safely.